Dr. Schmidt dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Bruce Veronik, V-E-R-O-N-I-C-K. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 2-7-24, Mr. Veronik performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the pulsatile capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-16-23, there's been no significant change. Period. The paragraph impression, minimal restriction with minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Philip Cagle. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 2-7-24, Mr. Cagle performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the pulsatile capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-3-23, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Monica D. Dominicis, D-E-D-O-M-I-N-I-C-I-S. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 2-7-24, Mrs. D. Dominicis performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the pulsatile capacity was normal, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-9-23, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Markham, M-A-R-C. UM, this goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 2-7-24, Mr. Markham performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the pulsatile capacity was severely impaired, and there's a severe degree of impairment in flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, still leaving the patient with a moderate impairment in forced vital capacity with severe obstruction. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-19-23, there's been no significant change. Period. A paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with moderate restriction with good response to bronchodilator showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Loretta Roshon, R-O-S-H-O-N. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 2-7-24, Mrs. Roshon performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. It was a moderate impairment of flow rates. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity with moderate airways obstruction. Period. No paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component. And when compared to a prior study dated 8-3-23, there's been no significant change. Period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Edwin Almond, A-L-M-O-N-D. This goes to Deborah Cobb, comma, F-N-P. On 2-7-24, Mr. Almond performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the pulsatile capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity. Period. The air velocity index was greater than 1. Period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was greater than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-8-23, there's been no significant change. Period. No paragraph impression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction or without bronchial reactivity showing no progression. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Noble Carey. This goes to Dr. Pieper on the 2724, Mr. Clary performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a minimal impairment of flow rates period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/9/23, there's been no significant change. Period. The paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Susan Van Dorn. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 2724, Mrs. Van Dorn performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There's a moderate impairment of flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than one period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 11/16/22. There's been slight improvement period of paragraph impression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing slight improvement, period. Thank you. Oh, next is a 12-lead EKG on patient Lisa Simpson. On 2724, Mrs. Simpson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator, performed a 12-lead EKG, period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm, period. PR interval is normal. QRS complex is normal. T-wave normal, to paragraph impression normal, 12-lead EKG. Thank you.